job there, guy. Now I have no idea what's going to happen next. Oh, it's somebody we all love, and she's going to share her thoughts with us. Oh, everybody, look at this front row. This mama with daughter and daughter, and I get to sit here and watch that. This mommy came up to stay with her daughters for a month. They live in Brazil. Don't miss them. They're just sitting there, and they're just, both girls, they're just loving her, and I get to watch it. Is that neat? Then I look at the next row, and that beautiful family there, mommy, you got a beautiful daughter. She cloned herself. The daughter looks just like her. Come in, Mary. Come in there, sir. There's two seats right in the front. Look at that. But anyhow, are you ready for this young lady to share her thoughts with us? She is an absolute delight. And she's very natural, very normal, very straightforward. She helps as many people as you can all week long. She's just a delight. And this is our Lori LaPearl.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to share some thoughts. You know, it's amazing how when you really listen to the angels and stuff, how you can pay attention to certain things. Just for instance, so you can all feel you're all connected tonight. My on the way here, I just got up from work, and I really asked God to really use me. Okay, that was one of the songs. And here I am, Lord. My Indian guide is Little Lone Star, and the first paragraph was stars. Also, I asked my dad to be here because my father's in spirit, and he tries to take over sometimes. So if I get a little funny, you know it's him. But his favorite time of the year was Christmas. So when I walked out, heard that from the restroom, I was like, okay. And then What If a Wonderful World, I don't know who said that song, but that was one of his favorite songs. So I just thought I would share that with you to know that, you know, we're being used sometimes and we don't even know it. So just want to pass that along, and hopefully you all have, you know, a good time, and I'm real excited to hear some thoughts because I've had some experiences happen lately, and I'm going to talk about don't take things personally tonight, because I really feel that a lot of us that are here are trying to be spiritual. We're trying to stay in a love space for ourselves and others, and it can be difficult. It can sound simple, but it sometimes is a little tough, so... You know, I was looking up on the internet, like, all these things on don't take things personally, and Kimberly touched on last week on the four agreements. This is the second agreement with the four agreements. It's a book, and I won't really go into that because I wanted to put my own thoughts into it. I really want to share thoughts with you. I really don't want you to feel like I'm preaching. I want to share some experiences that I've had in the last couple weeks. But I do want to bring up a few things that might resonate with you. So when I share some things, just run it through your God self to feel what's right for you. And you might have many others, right, of taking things personally. But I really want you to feel whatever you feel tonight. Hopefully you walk away inspired and really let your light shine. And it's really nice to see all these smiling faces, too, up here. So I appreciate you sending me lots of love, too. So when you ask yourself this, do you ever question yourself on why we take things personally? This is really interesting, you guys, because it says, whatever people think of you is really about the image they have of you, not the image, and the image isn't you. If somebody gives you an opinion and says, hey, you look horrible, the truth is that person is dealing with his or own feelings, beliefs, and opinions. That person tried to send negative to you, and you take it personally. It's because you agree with whatever was said. As soon as you agree, you take that negativity and it becomes yours. But if you don't agree, whatever that person says will never affect you. It's pretty powerful, huh? Not easy to do, though. So I'm going to run some things by you, certain things of certain scenarios that might happen. So when someone shares an experience with you, do you make it about you personally? All right, and this could be anything from, depends where you're at, right, how you take it. But it could be simple as somebody who's talking about a friend, their experience on how angry they weren't listening, or you know, that person didn't stop when you were driving and they don't pay attention or anything like that. So this one says, all their opinions about you really concern the character who lives in their story, not in yours. Even when a situation seems personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the beliefs and agreements they have in their own minds. Their point of view comes from all the programming that they receive during their lives. Really, our own experiences, right? And we go along, we all have different experiences. That's why it's really good to go through life and really not judge people, whether this is a homeless man on the corner or somebody that really can't pass through. It's hard for people when they lose somebody. Now, with this thought process, we can easily move a little easier on. It's still hard because we miss the person. We can't kiss and hug them, right? Or hear a phone call, like to hear their voice. But some people, really, it's really hard for them. They turn the other way. They turn to have an addiction problem, right? That's when you really want to notice people that are really, instead of judging them, you want to send them love. Even if you can't handle it. You can't do anything about it. That's God's work, right? You're doing God's work by being at service just by sending somebody love. Like Millie always says, sometimes we really judge people and we feed more negative into it when the person just needs, maybe that's all they know, right? Our upbringing, sometimes people only know negative. They've never been loved. They've never been around someone, smile and joy. They don't even know what that feels like. So I think sometimes we tend to make it about us, and it's really not about us. I think God uses us for other people. So how about this one? Do you always need to be right or have the need to know everything? Sometimes I think that happens with childhood too. Sometimes I think kids, we're not heard, right? So sometimes we feel as we get in adults that it's our chance. Somebody's going to hear me. me, right? Or if you're an only child, sometimes you get all the attention. So sometimes you're really not open. I think you have siblings, it's a little easier, right? Because you go through life and your family, you love them, but you argue and you have disagreements. Sometimes you even fight. Not that that's okay, but sometimes you go through that whole thing. So this one says, you have the need to be right or make others wrong. It creates conflict. When you make it a strong habit not to take anything personal, you avoid many upsets in your life. Someone can intentionally send an emotional poison, and because you take it, your anger, jealousy, or envy will disappear. Even your sadness will simply disappear if you don't take things personally. So I'm not sure if that resonates with any of you guys, but hopefully it helps you. Sometimes it's better to be a good listener. I think God gave us one mouth and 2 ears for a reason, right, when you think about it. So, all right, how about this one? Do you tend to make things bigger than they really are, right? What is that saying? Make them, somebody else. Yes, thank you, Lindy. I knew you would know that. Did you get that from, not Google, but... Well, yeah, that's it. I didn't get anything by that, by the way. So this one says, by taking things personally, you make something big out of something so little, and it sets yourself up for suffering for nothing. How about this one? This is the biggest one, because I feel that words are really powerful. Millie always says in her classes and always says at church, you know, and when she's passing along her love, what does she say? Watch your thoughts, deeds, actions. Right. So this one is, words can be powerful. So really think about when you say something to somebody that, what am I going to get out of what I'm about to say right now? Am I going to be heard? Do I have to make sure I'm right? See, all these things kind of play in together. But if you step back and say, okay, what is this going to, what's money going to get out of this? Is this person really going to hear me? Maybe people aren't really always in the right place to hear you. It doesn't mean that they don't want to hear you. Maybe they're just all caught up in their emotions that they can't connect with that. So, you know, with words, you can't take back once you say it. You can apologize. And sometimes I think it just comes out, right? You're like, blah. So what I do is I tend to step back and say, okay, God, really use me right now. Like, how can I get this person to really hear me? And sometimes it's just listening. Me getting out of my own way. But so I believe that this one will touch true for a lot of you. The other thing about taking things personally is that we hurt by words of others when they call us names or put us down, because there's part of us that believes it to be true. When we are strong in our own awareness of self, we have a high self-esteem and self-confidence. Those negative comments and put-downs have no strength, no ability to hurt us. We are the one who gives power to the thoughts and actions of others. We always have a choice, and we can choose to believe what others say about us, or we can choose to listen with our heart and our inner truth. It takes a strong, confident person to stay. My grandma used to say this all the time, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Do you know, when I was like 3, I ran outside because these kids were on our land, and my grandmother told them to get off the land because she went to the parents. They were young kids, like maybe like 10 or 12, and I my grandmother was really upset because if they get hurt in her land, you know, she's responsible. So she came in and she was upset because I don't know if the parents didn't care. I don't remember. I was too little. But I went out and I said, stick stones, maybe break Mammy's bones, but she doesn't care. So I didn't get it all right. But if you actually believe it to be true, those words can touch you because you're not taking them on like their own, you know. There's a good thing, too, here. I like Deep Rock. Oprah Winfrey, I do like her. She's very inspiring. She's a very spiritual woman, too. Very smart. I don't know if a lot of people like her, Oprah, but I do. She's very inspiring, and she works a lot with Deep Rock. And she says this is the hardest lesson for her. I think people that walk with their heart and sensitive, and I am sensitive, this is the hardest agreement for me. Because I don't understand when someone doesn't like me if they meet me. Because my intent is just to love people. I want the best for you. I want to cheer you on. The only reason why I'm actually really excited to share with you is because I want to uplift you. I want you to go on with your life and feel good. You're God's kids. We're all connected. We should feel empowered and make our light shine and keep going. You know what I mean? But sometimes people come along and they put our lights out or try to, right? But if we're strong enough with all this stuff, like the words, right? Don't take it on for your own. You really would send empathy to the people and say that they, you know, that that's about the person. It's not about me. The person tells me I don't look good today. I'll say, well, thank you. And you know, it's about them. But it's a sense of freedom when you think about it, right? You can free yourself. Be like, wow, that felt good. I don't have to worry about that person. But we do. We're emotional beings. And I think the problem, the reason why this is hard, and the reason why I'm talking about it, and I'll get to it in a second, is I had a few experiences that happened to me, and I really wanted to share because I'm super excited. I feel like I met someone and fell in love, and it's got nothing to do with relationship. It's about me loving myself. Me about feeling free. Me about knowing what my purpose is. Another purpose in my life. So, Deep Rock says, so how about if you have a confrontation with somebody? You're probably all asking that. Oh, great. Well, someone comes to me and says something harsh or maybe hits you in a car, right? Some people don't really aren't too happy about that, right? And it's not even that you know it's an accident. It's just that it's a long process, isn't it? To fix your car, as Christina would know. it's a long process. So the people that are there to help you, you know what I mean? Not to worry about it. Make sure everything goes smoothly, which it usually does, but it is a process. So Deep Rock says this, and I like this. This is why I wrote this down. But he talks about when you feel offended. So when you take things personally, you feel offended, your reaction is to defend your beliefs. Both of these actions are ineffective. Retaliating still leaves you toxic feeling, and so does repressing. So no matter whether you retaliate or you repress, I'm not going to say anything. Neither one is good, right? You still feel not good. You feel like a heaviness, especially if you're in touch with your emotions. The best way to deal with rudeness is to stay conscious and aware of your feelings while you respond. Initially, it may take change your outer behavior much, but over time, you will discover that this easy presence of awareness will keep you more and more centered in your strength, leaving you unaffected by the person's disrespectful behavior. The self-awareness also begins to dissolve the toxic aftermath after this encounter so you won't be carrying it around later. Because that's what happens, right? It might have happened 5 hours ago, and we get a pit in our stomach, we feel all these emotions, and I should have said this, right? How many of you say that? I should have said this, I should have done that. Oh, I could have handled that better. And just for instance on that, I'll give you one of my experiences. I walked in Circle K to get a coffee, and the woman walked in, there's three of us in line, and she walked in with a pet carrier with a dog, and it was a chihuahua, but it was zipped up in a bag. And the girl said, I'm sorry, you can't. The girl's very nice cashier. And I'm like a mama bear protecting people, too. If you get to know me, people I love, if you're in my circle, I will protect you to the end. That's just the way I am. And I felt like she was attacking the cashier, and we were all listening. And she said, you can't ask me that. This is a service dog. And she was like, well, do you have an ID? Well, by law, I guess you can't ask somebody for identification, even though they can buy it online. But I felt like, okay, how is this service dog going to help this person if he's zipped in a bag? I'm like thinking, yeah, this isn't looking good, right? So I'm thinking, well, okay. And the way she took out her frustration on the cashier made me really want to protect her like Mama Bear, because I feel like this poor girl, she's going along. And not only that, I'm next in line. Do you know what that's like? If you get a phone call from somebody or you call someone for service, if that person has a good experience, what's that experience going to be for you? Good. But if the person before you maybe was unkind, right? I know it's everybody's experience. That's not the only one. But you can't help but wonder, well, I've been there too, where I've maybe a little short or not myself because I took on the energy of the person before me. I know I'm not the only person's experiences. But anyways, I called the woman out. And of course, they were word shed. She was like telling me my business. And I said, well, it is my business because I'm next in line. And she's not going to be happy when she sees me coming up now. And I said, and you know, you need to speak to a manager. And I said, you know what? And mainly, shame on you if you're really, I don't know if your dog is you're disabled, and I'm not judging, but if this really is not truly, your dog's not a service dog, shame on you. Because there are people out there in this world that need that service. And the rest of us out there are going to be like, we're going to guess, does that person really have a service dog, right? We start doubting. So why do that? So anyways, but I left saying, oh, I could handle that better. I could have said this. I could have done that. But all I really wanted to do was to make a point. Not that I was right, because I went home and looked up the laws, and apparently you can't ask someone for identification, which I thought was crazy. But if you had anything to hide, would you be afraid to show identification? No. So it was all weird, and I walked away. But I feel like this whole experience happened to me for a reason. This is in the last weeks here. I'm building up. I do want to say that Matthew 5:38 says, but I say to you, do not resist an evildoer, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. I'm sure you guys ever heard that from your parents when you're little, right? Turn the other cheek. I know I have. So anyways, these are the three things that can actually help you. And these are in the four agreements. Kimberly touched a little basics on them last week, but I added more stuff on there. But these are the three things that could help you to basically try to not to take things personally. Just remember these thoughts, okay? Nothing others do is because of you. It really is about them. It's all about them. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. We are not responsible for other people's feelings or actions ever. It doesn't matter who gossips about who blames who, rejects who disagrees with your point of view. You become immune to their opinions and their emotional poison. Take back your power through withdrawing the power of your attention, and you will find that these life annoyances will find another target and leave you alone. Don't take it personal. It was never about you. The third one is, when you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be a victim of needless suffering. When you don't take things personally, you will have personal freedom because you don't have to rule your life according to other people's opinions. This really frees you. You can do whatever you want, knowing that whatever you do has nothing to do with anyone but you. Once you understand that all humans live in their own world, in their own dream, in pure common sense, you don't take things personally. So I'll tell you two of the experiences I had too. So most of you know I'm a body worker and I work on professional athletes. Well, most of the time people do not come in, they are not happy. Louise can agree to this. People are in pain a lot, right? So I feel I can be proud of myself because I really step back and say prayer. Especially the people that on my schedule, it so happens that I'm writing this talk and the girl that does my scheduling says, you got a couple tough cookies on your schedule today. And I was like, oh, I was like passing. Okay, well, and I didn't worry about it because I am asking God to use me. And I say a prayer before I go in. And I really ask the angels, I have no idea what this person's going through. And I might be able to help them with their physical and even give them good energy. But that's all I do. I say, I know I'm good at what I do because I know and I give them love. And I know I can be in good energy for them. So I asked the angels really to use me. But I could take it personal. I could say, geez, this person doesn't like me. And if they don't have never experienced a massage by me either, I mean, they could judge me, right? Tell me what to do, do all that. I just kind of go with the flow. I don't even worry about it. I get right out of my way. And every time they walk out, the girl that does my schedule says, I don't know how you do it. Every time they come in, they go in, they're angry, blah, blah. And they come out and they're like, you know, all peaceful and they feel better. And I say, because I'm giving them love. Because that's all it is. I can call it whatever I want to call it. Right, Mel? It's all love. I'm not pretending to be the best therapist in the world, but I can tell you right now, I give my intent is I want you to feel good about your life. And I know that I learn, yes, physiology and anatomy and all that, and I can learn as much as I want, but it's not that. And Louise is a body worker too, and she could testify to that too. It's like what you're giving out. I just want to love people. So when people come in, they're not really exactly excited to see me. I'm taking up time in their day. They're in pain. So it's, for me, It's really fun to be able to say, okay, I'm going to test this out and get out of my way and be at service. And it's amazing what I can feel like when they leave, because I always say my motto is people are happy to see me, sorry to see me go, right? Louise can say the same thing. It feels good. People are, oh, I'm here. But after, like, oh, that ended? That was an hour? I was an hour and a half? It goes by really fast. But I just thought I would share that because I stay in a place of service, and sometimes people come in for relaxation, but I do sports therapeutic, so most people are moaning and, like, you know, saying, oh, my God, ouch, kind of thing when I'm working on them, and a good ouch, you know. But anyways, it's not like a fall asleep kind of massage. So the second thing that kind of happened to me is Reese knows I work on him. I make him cry sometimes. George knows, too. You know, I got to be pretty strong if I'm working on those guys. The second one is, I'm so excited to share with you, is this is why I told Millie the other day I'm really excited to talk, because I do feel like this feeling has not left me for a couple of weeks. I really love dogs, and most of you that know me know I have two rescues. I was a love foster failure for two, and they have added so much joy I've never felt in my life since February. But 3 weeks ago, I fostered a little puppy. And I work with a rescue that asked me to get her out of Sandy Humane Society. Now, they don't know, they're in Orange County, that Sandy Humane Society didn't put one dog down last year. They're basically a no-kill shelter. But in Orange County, they put down dogs a lot every day. And the breeds they put down a lot are the Rotts and the Pits and Pipples and Chows. And the Chow has a soft place in my heart because my last dog, Ginger. So she asked me to pull this puppy out. And I wish I had a picture, because if you haven't seen her, you guys would fall in love. Because she's a little black bear. I went to Sandy Humane Society and got her out, and I had her for 2 weeks. And people will come up to me all the time and say, I was at the park. I mean, this dog got spoiled for 2 weeks. Got massages every night, bones. She didn't know what bones were. She'd collect all the bones. Woo, this is cool. And the other dogs were like, hey. But my other dog showed her love. They showed her share. I got the beauty of getting to know her personality. There was no plan on ever keeping her, but I had people ask me all the time this: how are you going to let her go? And the only reason why they're asking me that, you guys, is not bad, because they know I have a big heart. And she was so cute. Oh, my goodness. You saw her. She was like this little teddy bear. And when they met her, it was like even better, because she's so loving. But I knew the purpose was not about me. It was a higher purpose. I was the catalyst for that time to get to know this puppy, to find it the right home and with the rescue. So I was just getting her ready. I was showing her love. I gave her a safe home. But also, I want to open a rescue someday, and I don't know what that looks like. I put it out there, but I have a feeling. I know it's going to happen. I can't tell you why I do. I'm so high about it, and I don't even know when it's going to be, but people have been coming. I've been collecting people, kind of seemed like people coming around me saying, I want a part of that. I'd like to do that if you do this. I've never been so, it's like so uplifted, and it's God's love. I mean, unconditional love from a pet. But that whole experience of letting her go, I had to experience, because what am I going to do if I open a rescue and I can't release any dogs? I don't have a farm, right? So I really got to see if I can do this. So it was a test for me. You know, I feel like the angels and God really used it to say, okay, if you really want this and you're thinking about it, because I was thinking about it without even verbally talking about it, I got to see if I can do this. So, you know, if the 2 weeks were amazing and the day I had to hand her off to the transporter, she didn't want to go. She hung on to me. She even clawed my leg a little bit. That devastated me a little bit, and you don't know how hard I wanted to run out and grab that puppy and just be like, it's mine. But I knew it's not about you, Lori. So this whole thing about not taking it personally, this wasn't about me. And people that want to rescue or even want to help, you know, elderly people that are sick or all that, you don't need an education, all that kind of stuff. Your heart is in it. You can figure it out, and your love space in the right place, you can do it. But if you're going to say, I can't rescue because I'll never be able to give a dog away, I think that if you look at the purpose higher than yourself, right? Because there are a lot of people that are in need. They could use a lot of fosters. So anyways, I figured I would share that story with you, because I feel like it's gave me a love to love myself more. I have a freedom of not taking it personally when people say stuff to me. And I'm not saying it doesn't bother me still, because I'm still working on it. And I think, like Millie says, we're students our whole lives, right? And this might be the one thing that I know that I'm coming here to learn. It won't be easy, but I try to do my best. I do want to, before I close and stuff, I do want to say a couple famous quotes, which I kind of like from a few people. I'm sure you guys know. Wayne Dyer is one. I'm sure you guys know him. He says, "I cannot always control what goes on outside, but I can always control what goes on inside." It's true, right? We can't control what happens. We can contribute what goes on in the out world, though, right? We can make it a better place. And right tonight, these are all tools for you guys to put in your tool belt to water and feed your own garden. So whatever you decide to do with anything that you hear ever at church or out with your friends or whatever, if you're open to grow and tend your own garden, it can be pretty beautiful. We can all have, we need the green grass, right? Buddha says, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with intent of throwing at someone else, but you are the one that gets burned. It's true, right? I know, powerful. I like these guys anyway. And then Dalai Lama said, add to your pain and suffering by being overly sensitive, overreacting to minor things, and sometimes take things personally. So we add to our own self, right? We can't free ourselves if we're believing everything that somebody tells us. Like Millie always says, I came to this church the very first time, and Millie said, if your heart feels like it, come back. And I'm like, what? I never heard that before in a church. You know what I mean? When she said those words to me, I was like, I felt like I wanted to come back. I was like, okay, you know, I want to come back and see what this is about more, because I never heard that before. Because us being spiritual, we love everybody. We're not going to judge someone's faith. If you believe in, we want, yeah, spirituality is believing that everything's, it's a higher power for us. I believe in God and Jesus, but I was brought up Catholic, and that'll always be part of me. And I'm proud to be part, that's part of me. But I am careful for my words when I talk about Jesus and God to some people, because I'm sensitive to them, because I don't want them to think that I'm talking religion when I'm just talking love, because Millie always says God's love, right? So I want to close this with, I'll do the closing right now and just say a little something, and I hope you guys take it with you. So learning not to take things personally is challenging, yet important lesson to learn. Worry about the opinions of others will only hold you back from achieving your dreams and living the life you want and deserve. You can't change what others do or say, but you can change how you react to those things. You have a choice to be hurt or crippled by words or actions of others. You can find the strength in your connection to the powerful source of creation and continue to listen to the voice inside you that tells you that you are a child of God, you are a living example of His greatness, and let your light shine in all that you can do. So I hope I'm feeling like so much energy right now. Thank you so much for this time, you guys, and I hope that you all feel the love tonight and take it with you. Okay, thank you.